escape to Ocean City, Maryland, and discover a place that just feels lighter, where every day feels like Saturday and French fries are a food group, where flip-flops are always in fashion and seafood is always in season, where the boardwalk is bustling and the beach is right outside your door, where you can rise with the tide and feel like a kid again. Ocean City, Maryland, somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, welcome to the Lazy Genius Podcast. I'm Kendra Adachi, and I'm here to help you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. I am very excited because today is book launch day, like officially book launch day. It is Tuesday, August 11th. It is the day that The Lazy Genius Way, a book that I wrote, is like in the world. It's crazy and exciting, and I'm so thankful to all of you for making it even more exciting over these last few weeks and months and even years. For those of you who like were cheering me on when I posted a picture of me in that coffee shop writing a book proposal like well over 2 years ago, it is just crazy and exciting, and I'm so grateful for you. I really wanted to celebrate this day with its own episode, so I bring you this final bonus episode in the series that we've been doing, and this conversation is with Erin Moon. I love Erin Moon as a person, as an entertainer. She is very funny. You are going to really love this conversation. But the thing that is thrilling to me is that Erin is very much into the Lazy Genius way. Not just the book, but like the way of living like a lazy genius, of living with these principles. And she just shares some really practical examples of how it has affected her life. We also real-time lazy genius her morning routine. And it's pretty fantastic. So I can't wait for you to hear this episode with Erin. And I will have some more details about the book if you haven't gotten it yet, if you're interested, at the end of the episode. So here's me and Erin. And just a quick FYI, the audio is a little hummy because there was construction outside Erin's window. So thanks for your patience with that. It will be worth listening through. So was there a moment for you where you were like, oh my gosh, I'm here for this. Lazy genius life. I will listen to anything Kendra said. Was there like a light bulb thing that made you, as you have told me before, a specific moment that made you want to marry me? Because you have said that before, that you would marry me if you could. So I'm just curious what caused that for you?
Yeah, so and that's true. I stand by that statement very aggressively. I think honestly, it was a very small beginning. I think I heard you talk about the Monday uniform. And as you can see in our video, I am still adhering to the Monday uniform. I literally do this every Monday because it was such a simple switch for me. I was like, oh, like I even do exactly, I was like, yeah, black pants, denim shirt, let's go. And I still do that. It changed me fundamentally because I was like, what's something that I hate thinking about? I despise thinking about clothes. And because I just like, it's a whole world that I don't understand. And my body is weird. And so I don't like, I mean, it's not weird, but like, you know, like it's weird because it's a body and women. Yeah. And just in general. But I don't want to have to think about it. I don't want to have. So it sparked this, hey, wear this on Monday, because that's going to save you that frustrating moment in the morning where you're mad, you're annoyed, you're irritated with the patriarchy and also with yourself and carbs. And you won't have to think about it anymore. And I don't think about it anymore. And it sparked this like, hey, let's do this. I don't know. Every day. That feels like a good idea. And so it was just this really small change. I have failed in so many ways, like just across the board as a human, like, but my, I think it's important to note that my life was like an F4 tornado before I met you on the internet. And then, and like, but you are like my underground bunker. So like, it's still crazy and it's still insane, but like, we're protected because we have a plan. We've got like canned goods and potatoes in our underground bunker. Like maybe we have some electricity going on here. So it's just a total different vibe. And I think what I like so much about what you talk about is that I'm not trying to like shove myself into someone else's template. Your template is wide enough to encompass anything you want to be important. That's just, it's brilliant to me. It's just brilliant.
And thank you for listening, everyone. That is the episode.
You're welcome for this advertisement.
I don't know if I could have written a better, like, this is not supposed to be a commercial, but I don't know if I could have written a testimonial. That's a better word. I don't think I could have written a more like ideal testimonial than what you just said. Well, I'm so glad. And, you know, it's funny, as you said, the thing about the Monday uniform, I remember that now. Like, I have like little sparklies in my brain that are trying to come forward of being like, remember the first time you saw Erin in a denim shirt? I think you like DM'd me, or maybe you just posted it. I don't remember, but like the specificity, but there is a general memory of you becoming a Monday uniform person.
I love it. I love a guide. I love when someone who is smarter than me has figured out a way forward and they can go, here is the way. Follow the way. And you do. And it complete. I think for a long time, like early in my parenting, before I met you, there was a lot of like, I'm on Pinterest and I'm looking up like how to get my kids to sleep in their beds all night. And I'm trying like different people, but people are giving me like very specific, only works for them advice, which isn't bad and probably works for other people too. But it didn't fit like when I come to you or I listen to a podcast episode or I was reading the book and I was like, oh, like you can put this lens on literally any part of your life and it works. Yeah. And that's what I think is so crucial. I'm not trying to force my life into a template that doesn't work for me.
Yeah. Well, and I thank you for saying untruly that you think that I am smarter than you. I will say though, here's what I think I've realized is that I am not smarter than the average person about like how to do a specific task. What I think is that I really am proud of and excited to sort of put into the world is that I do think that I have a very specific brain that thinks about how to back up and see the first step that most people are missing.
Yes.
Which is like the lens or the principle, which that's what the whole book is. It's full of all those principles. And so it's kind of like, it's maybe I am a little smarter at helping people see their lives a step back that you're like, oh, wait, I get it now. And you're right that it's not trying to fit it into my template. That's why it's so important for me to communicate to people that this is just not like a book of how I live my life and then you get to go copy it
that doesn't work.
It doesn't
like
work.
Even though you and I are very similar, we have a lot of similarities, but like I'm not an introspective person. Like I'm happy to just stay in my chaos and like let everyone know what a martyr I am for being in my chaos and still pulling it off. Like it's very important to me that you know that my life is crazy and I'm doing it so well. Like, but that's bull crap. Like what I love is that you force me in a good way, like a big sister, to sit down and really genuinely be introspective about what matters in my life. I think that's why I was so frustrated at the beginning of like being an adult. It was that I just didn't know. I knew it was important to other people. Yeah. I knew it was supposed to be important to me, like from society or whatever. But when I really sat down and thought, and like did the work and thought, okay, what actually is important to me? That is when like naming what matters, I think, is such a crucial concept. It just helps you define so much in your life. And I'm not a naturally introspective person. So that was really helpful for me.
I love hearing that. That's so great. Is there something, okay, so the Monday uniform is a, that falls under the principle of decide once, which is a whole chapter in the book. So if you're new around here and you are like curious about what the book is, there are a couple of episodes like that I've done previously that I'll put in the show notes that you can kind of check out about what it's, what the book is. But essentially every chapter, there are 13 principles. Every chapter gets its own principle. And we just kind of break down like how you can apply that principle in a multitude of areas. And then at the end of the book, I also talk about how you can like, you could take two or three principles together and create kind of like this little, it's a Swiss Army knife. Like all of these things are just a collection of tools. And if you need to use multiple tools at one time, that's so great. And sometimes you do, but sometimes one principle works, like the decide once, just decide what you're going to wear on Monday and be done with it. Like, don't think about it anymore.
Ever have to think about it again.
Fantastic. Right. It's fantastic. Right. Is there a principle, because you've read the book, you are one of the few that have gotten to read it.
Oh my gosh, what a joy. What a flex to take it to the community pool and be like, what's up, guys? You see this advanced uncorrected proof? What do y'all know about that?
I will say, you guys, so Erin showed me her copy of the book, which is beautifully worn and weathered. It is deeply loved.
It's a mess already.
And here's the thing. This is like real talk, and it's very affirming to me, because do you know why when I was negotiating my contract for this book, I was like, this book has to be a case-bound book. I don't want a hardcover with a jacket that you have to keep up with the jacket, and it cannot be a paperback, because this book is going to be loved. It is going to be picked up and read over and over again for people to remember, like, oh, wait, which principles can I use for this thing? How can I lazy genius this thing? And you are already proof that I made the right decision on what cover to choose for the book. It's so exciting.
You've named what mattered. I'm so proud of you.
Do you have a do you have a favorite principle from the book, or sort of like something that gives you a lot of bang for your buck when you were reading, or just something that was like a light bulb? I don't know. Is there one memorable thing that came out after you read the book?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, well, there was this one little nugget that you mentioned that, in I think like the house, like a house cleaning section, in a house cleaning context, but it was throw away the trash. You mentioned this in the literal context of throwing away actual trash, but I think that that is what I appreciate so much about your work. It's always bigger and means more than what you're saying on a surface level. So like, yeah, throw away trash and throw away things that are broken or that like, but also like throw away your spiritual trash, throw away your emotional trash. They don't belong in this house anymore. Yeah. Like, thank you for your service, but this is not working anymore. So I think for me, it's such a, it's so cool to have a book that is so practical, but also emotionally resonant in a way that helps me on all levels of my life, not just, yeah, throw away your trash. Well, yeah, throw away your trash, which it's also a helpful reminder because I often throw broken toys right back into the bin like an idiot. So I think it is, I think that was something that was really great. And then I think, listen, I can't remember if you talk about this in the book or if you talk about this in the podcast, or this is just something that has been like,
I'm just in your brain.
You're just in my brain at this point. But like you've said before, you don't have to be amazing every day. And that has been such like, I love that you give me permission to be normal and like that I don't have to be the Nadia Comaneci of my life all the time. Like I'm not trying to like land perfect tens. I think, you know, like what I appreciate so much about all of that is I feel like we're all doing this like spinning plates routine, right? So you help me understand which of my plates are fine china and which of my plates are paper. Like, because the papers can drop and it's not a big deal. You can pick them up later, but you drop those fine china plates, you're going to have a problem. Okay. So what I really like is that whole concept of like, you're just giving me permission to not be perfect and to learn and mess up and to be a normal person. And that is just, that's just not something that we get a lot. It's just like, I'm trying to optimize myself to be the perfect human being. And I like that because I don't like emotions or feelings, but I know that I don't serve my people or myself well if I don't allow myself that. So listen, like sometimes I go back you did an episode on like a pep talk during the pandemic. And sometimes I just go back and like, I go and I lock myself in the laundry room and I just lay on my floor and I listen to you give me that pep talk. And it is like very spiritual to me because it's just like you, it's you're going to be okay. Like you're going to be okay. It doesn't feel like you're okay right now, but you're going to be okay. And I need that every once in a while.
I'm so glad. I think that one of the things that was a huge passion of mine in putting this book together, and I think why it was so hard, other than the fact that writing a book is really difficult, just as a concept.
And just in general.
But that I have never been able to find, now that doesn't mean it doesn't exist, but I've never been able to find a book that equally addresses systems and soul.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to find it. And you can't, you have to have both, I think. I think you have to have both, because if you're just in soul, or if you're just like, you can do it, and it's just all pep talk without something actionable to take out of it, you forget the pep talk too quickly. Or you forget kind of like, you know, the hour of motivation or of rest or whatever after that pep talk, because you just sort of get back into your tornado life. There's no bunker. Like you said, yeah. It's like there's no bunker. And so I care so deeply about offering both in the same space, which is incredibly difficult to do. Maybe that's why I haven't found the book, because it's really, really hard to marry those two things. But even what you said about that, to throw away the trash, like there was going to be a whole part of that chapter that was about what you said about, mm-hmm. like, it's not just actual trash. It's like mental trash. It's emotional yeah. trash. It's spiritual trash. It's relational trash. Like,
yeah.
you have to throw away the trash. Like there's so much that you don't notice because it's just like there and filling your space, like the broken toy that you keep putting back in the box, or, you know, whatever like stuff is in your head that's affecting your decision-making every day that you just need to throw away, that you need to get yeah. rid of. So, but it had to be cut for content. So,
but see, we yeah. get it. Like
you get it, right?
Yeah. Because that is the heart of what you're talking about. You're not always, you're talking about two things at the same time yeah. or like seven things, maybe,
yeah.
maybe I haven't even plumbed your depths yet.
I do hope that, this is a book that is something that people just continue to go back to, because it yeah. really does have some life there. And it's the whole goal is for you to not necessarily need to DM me and say, how can I lazy genius this thing?
Yeah.
Not that I don't mind answering those questions or making podcast episodes that answer specific things, but that you, when you have your own thing that is distracting or troubling or frustrating, and you can open that book and just go, all right, let's try a principle. Let's see.
Yeah.
Let's just look through this lens and see what happens. And
well, I mean, this should be home ec curriculum. It really genuinely should be. Like I think about all the time I wasted in classes like that, not learning how to be an adult. Like it was, hey, let me show you which fork to use. In, you know, so that when you're at a fancy Victorian dinner, you can know which fork to use. And I go like, yeah, that's been helpful for two experiences in my life. But I like these are the things you need to know to be an adult. Yeah. And it's just so freeing to finally know them.
Now because I don't know how to go through life without having ideas, which I know you're this way too. It's just like,
yeah.
it's just, your brain is just constantly like, let's try this. Let's do this. Let's do yeah. this. This sounds fun. And, yeah. And now I'm like, huh, we should do like Lazy Genius Camp for like college girls or moms
yes.
and their daughters, or where we like actually do it, think about it through the lens of like just becoming a person, becoming an adult
yes.
and having to like learn responsibility. Because what a gift. I think about, and I'm sure we could both like spend 2 hours telling stories about how we just bombed as early adults, like thinking
oh
we
gosh.
Knew what we were doing and having zero idea, and like just spinning in the wrong directions and caring about the wrong things and thinking about, like you said before, everyone, you knew what mattered to everyone else, mm-hmm. but you didn't really know what mattered to you. And yeah. what a gift that you can sort of start deciding those things on your own, no matter what age you are. But also to remember, if you're listening and you're 20 or you're 30 or you're 50 or 70, it's like, I just skipped 60. I think that's probably, I'm sorry, 60-year-olds.
We love you too.
I can't count by tens, apparently. But like, no, like it doesn't matter how old you are or what stage of life you're in. There's also permission to change what matters to you.
Oh my gosh, yes.
You know,
yes.
like that's why I feel like this book is going to be so valuable for like your entire life, genuinely, because when what matters to you changes, how you apply the principles is going to change as well. So yeah. you have to pay attention to like, does this matter anymore? I don't think it does. It mattered yeah. so much for 10 years. Thank you for your service. You know, well, Marie Kondo, that thing that mattered. It's like,
we don't need that anymore.
We don't need that anymore, though. And you move on to the next thing. And I just think there's not enough language around that, that like, this is who you are. Bye-bye. Go live your life without, yeah. it's like being thrown out of a plane. And you have a parachute, but no one really told you how to operate it.
So like, you know about it and you know that it's there, but like, how and why?
And the ground is getting really close and yeah. you don't know what to do. So exactly. yeah, okay. Well, how about we take a couple of minutes if you're up for it? I would love to like real-time Lazy Genius something for you.
Oh my gosh, yes. That sounds amazing.
Do you have anything? We had said before about maybe doing like a morning routine idea.
Yes.
Which we could still do. But if there's something else that comes to mind that you're like, no, let's do this. Let's try to figure out how to Lazy Genius this.
I don't know. What? I don't know. Okay. I mean, I like desperately want a morning routine, even though I know that the answer is probably like, you're just going to have to wake up earlier. Like, that's just all there is to it.
Okay. I'm going to say no. I don't think that's the case. So I think we need to get you a morning routine.
Let's do it.
I think we need a Lazy Genius morning routine. Because that is that, if that is where everyone starts, then half of the, you know, population that reads this book is not going to have a morning routine. That's just not.
Like, I like bed so much. Sure. Bed is my best friend. And I want to stay with bed.
We all love bed.
As long as possible.
Capital B. Like, hello, bed.
Hello, bed. You are a friend. Thank you.
Okay. So here's where we begin. There is a principle in the book called Build the Right Routines. In that chapter, I talk about how the routine, and this is really, really important, the routine is not the goal. The steps within the routine are not the goal. The goal is what the routine leads you to. It is an on-ramp to something else. Because if you just say, I need a morning routine, well, then you're just going to force yourself to get up at 5:30 and like light a candle and make coffee and be tired, and it does nothing for you because you don't know where you're going. You don't know the point of why you need a routine. So I think we need to step back rather than being like, I want a morning routine. What is it that you want to feel in the morning that you're not feeling now?
So I know that everyone, the whole day is better when I wake up before my children, or like when I have that moment before my kids get up.
And why is that?
Well, I think that's because I'm a control freak and I can, like, nobody is, you know, the baby's not like destroying his room. Like, the girls are not downstairs just automatically on screens. Like, there's like a system. Everybody, like, I can make you breakfast. I can greet the day. I have, you know, spent time alone by myself before I become the wish granter and the cruise director. So I think I don't know. I feel better. I feel like my kids feel better. If like, they're not just like, it's not like the wild, wild west down there because nobody's up. And I don't know. I just feel like the day goes smoother.
Yeah. So your physical presence in the main living area of the house, that you are like existing in the lunar module main area when your kids wake up, is very important to everyone's beginning of the day.
I think so. But now that I'm hearing you say that back, it sounds like I'm a lunatic and a control freak. But, and I am those things. But I wonder if there's like a way to set them up. See, I'm already, see, this is how the kid, little Kendra in my head is already talking to me. Is there a way to set up like on ramps for them?
Yes.
So that I don't have to be there. Kendra, tell me more.
That's what you do, Erin.
Okay.
What you're going to do is, it's not so much that you need a morning routine. Your kids need a morning routine without you there.
Gosh, you're right. That's
so that
crazy.
So that you can stay in bed a little longer. And they know that that's where you are. They know that, like, mommy likes bed. Mommy is better if mommy can just, like, you know, that you have a few minutes to yourself in bed. That you don't have them in the, you know, the dark before everyone wakes up. And you're like, I want to be in bed. Like, that's not how this works. Now, another option, though, before we get into your kids, I feel like another option could be to, like, if what matters, it might not be necessarily bed. It could just be like immobility in a comfortable location.
Yes.
So it could be that you do wake up, like, before the kids, you know, like, maybe you do wake up and you just change resting locations. Maybe you just go to, like, the couch and you're still, like, immobile and you're hanging out and you're quiet and you could even go back to sleep. Your kids still have their morning routine, but then you feel like you're closer to where everything's happening and you can be, like, the wish granter and cruise director without having to move yet. You can kind of ease into that. So that's another option that you don't have to do. But if the comfort is what matters, or just, like, the relaxing and being still, which I feel like is really important for you and your personality. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to be still. I don't think you need to start the day being productive or taking all this initiative, because you spend your entire day being more productive than 10 people together. So I think it's really important for you, actually, to start your day really slowly, without moving, without really doing anything. So what can we do to make that happen?
This episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Recently, I was driving the middle school carpool, and the two eighth graders were talking about how they had to take a foreign language in high school next year. One of them said, "Man, why do we have to take a class? Can't we just use Rosetta Stone? That thing works great." And while I tend to stay quiet during carpool, I did pipe up from the front. It really is, right? Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It is available on desktop or can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the Lazy Genius podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/genius. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/genius today. This episode is sponsored by Squarespace. Hosting the show and running the Lazy Genius Collective is very much a full-time job squeezed into part-time hours. Thankfully, I have found some ways to Lazy Genius my work, including using Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. You can secure a domain, create a site with the all-new guided Squarespace blueprint, and activate easy-to-use payment tools all in one spot. And with Squarespace AI and integrated optimized SEO tools, you can polish what you want to say and get it in front of your people. My team and I just revamped our Squarespace site at the beginning of the year, and I'm still obsessed. It not only looks great, it's easy to navigate as a visitor and as an admin. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/lazygenius to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. This episode is sponsored by Third Love. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love's mission is to take the frustration out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, or as they call them, problems. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. My go-to Third Love bra is the Perfect Coverage 24/7 Classic Bra. It's been a favorite for 3 years, and I find myself reaching for it every morning. Plus, whether you're a AA cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15. This episode is sponsored by Wayfair. I love being home, especially now that my home reflects my style. No matter your style, Wayfair is your go-to destination for home decor. The Wayborhood exists in every zip code because Wayfair helps everyone create a home they love and makes it easy with fast and free shipping. We just hung the Sabine metal curved oval mirror in our dining room, and it's like the room took a deep breath and suddenly feels like itself. To find your own happy place in the Wayborhood, just visit Wayfair on their website or through the Wayfair mobile app. Wayfair, every style, every home.
Okay, so that's really good. I think you're right about that. I think if I knew that there was something structured going on down there, I could release my claw-like grasp on the morning, and everyone, like, maybe I just don't need to worry that they're like on a screen for a little bit. Like, that's okay, right?
No, it's totally okay. I mean, that could be like, hey guys, what is the thing? Okay, so this is one of the principles in the book, is to go in the right order.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we need to think about how we can go in the right order for your kids. If going in the right order is putting the most important thing first, so that if nothing else happens in the order, it's still kind of okay.
Okay.
So it's trying to kind of find that thing, pay attention to whatever that one thing is that is going to create kind of the biggest bang for your buck. Mm-hmm. So think about, like, with your kids and what they need from you, or what you feel like they need from you every morning. And obviously they're such different ages, and so they might need different things, but like, is it breakfast? Is it like that they're just like trying to get in screens because of what, you know, like, what is the, does something come to mind? Like, if they had this one thing that they started with that was already ready for them, or this one rule, not rule, but like a house rule, it could be a house rule.
Yeah.
Like, all right, guys, you get, 30 minutes of, you do your thing. Like, these are the things that you can do while I am getting up in the morning. This is your routine, and you do them in whatever order you want. You can have 20 minutes of screen time. You get your own breakfast. These are your choices today. You can write them up on a little, even a whiteboard in your living room or something, of like, and you decide those things the night before. You decide those things the night before and write them down. And then when the kids get up, the ones who can read can be like, here, this is what you can do in the morning. And then I'll come in my silk robe later
with
on.
My coffee. Hello.
Hello, my children. Hello. So anyway, my saying all that is to say that the one thing, and then I want to hear what you're thinking. The one thing doesn't necessarily have to always be like a task or a thing for the kid. It could be the one thing is the kids know the expectations and they're written down for them, and then they just do them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, okay, so what are you thinking?
Well, I think I get annoyed because they are just constantly trying to get screen time in. Like, that's all they care about. Like, we have, like, they can have quiet time in the afternoon where that is a part, like, you can play your game, you can do whatever. Well, they're waking up and trying to get extra time. So maybe the answer is just like not to worry about that 30 minutes that they're on the screen. Just let that go and let me enjoy what I want to, like, take a minute, rest, have coffee, go slow, not make them be productive either in that time space. And just like enjoy the fact that I have 30 minutes to my freaking self.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
I mean, that's like about one of the, another principle in the book is to start small. And to me, that feels like such an easy, small step.
Yeah.
Just be like, yeah, kids, you can have screen time in the morning.
Yeah. It's just like, it's so indicative of the whole process. Like, I'm trying to overcomplicate it because I know, like, well, screen time is going to rot your children's brains. And so you've got to be really, like, you know, get on the ball about that. Don't let it, but I just go like, is 30 minutes in the morning really going to be detrimental to them. Maybe we'll see, but it won't be detrimental to me. Mm-hmm. And like, I can take 30 minutes. Like, that's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. Stop making it a big deal when it's not a big deal.
And think about too, this is another principle in the book, is to live in your season. Right yeah. now, it is the summer. There is no school. There is, but you are still working. Your yes. kids don't have the same kind of structure. Obviously, we don't have anywhere to go right now.
nothing to
There's
do.
There's nothing to do. So yeah. it's kind of like, I think sometimes when we have a situation like this, especially where we might feel a little guilt around it, like giving your kids screen time in the morning, which is not a bad thing at all. It's like, you assume that you're going to let them do this for the duration of their lives.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's like, no, this is a season. Yeah. And you could even communicate that to them, especially the older two, where it's like, you know what? It's summertime. And for this season in summertime, you guys start the day with a screen if you want. You don't have to, but if that's fun, you don't have to come ask me. I give you yeah. permission. And when yeah. I come down, we'll have breakfast together or we'll figure out the next thing together. But like, you don't have to worry about it. And I think that that is a very, very small step for all of you. That's very easy to remember. You don't have to write it down. You don't have to do anything, but just say it one time, because kids will not forget permission
nope,
to be able to watch
won't.
A show.
They're so happy.
They're so happy. But you can just hold this as the season that you are in. If the next season you are in would also be served by that practice, then you can continue it. But just pay yeah. attention. You just get to pay attention to your season, and sometimes certain season, actually all times, seasons call for different things.
Yeah.
And I think this is a season that calls for your kids to have screens in the morning so you can stay in bed a little longer, truly.
Well, and I think I like to be productive. I think it's like a fun thing to be productive, like a big nerd. But I think I put that on my kids a lot, and my husband too. Like, what are we doing? Like, what's going on? How are we making this better? Like, why are we letting the dishes sit? Like, can the kids be making their beds? Like, it's time. Wake up, your time. It's time to be productive. And that's not good for them either. It's not, I mean, yeah, there is a time for that. This is, you're like the Ecclesiastes of like life management. It's like, there's a time for everything. Just like chill if you're not in the time right now.
Yeah.
So I think that is really helpful to me. And see, it's just, again, like permission, like, hey, like, it's okay. Your kids are on their screen for 30 minutes in the morning. You're not a bad mom. You're not rotting their brains. It's just for now. It's okay.
For now. Yeah. Yeah. And even, and I think too, I want you to hear, and anyone else listening who is feeling the same thing, I want you to hear that sometimes choices that we make that feel like they have the potential to be judged. Certain choices have greater potential than others because of just culture and society and such.
Mm-hmm.
And because there is such a polarization around kids and screen time, sometimes we can almost like, it's like we're trying to give ourselves a pep talk that we're doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
But deep down there is this like, but am I really doing okay? Like there's this, you know, like you just said, like, this is just a season and we're just going to do it and it's going to be fine. Like, you're already assuming that you're making a quote unquote bad choice or not the mm-hmm. best choice for you right now, just because your life needs it right now. And I want to even extend more permission beyond that letting your kids have screen time in the morning is not a bad choice. It is mm-hmm. a choice. It
mm-hmm.
is a choice.
Yeah.
And so just to remember that, like, there are very few choices that require the morality that we seem to put on them. We put morality on
them. Oh my gosh, put it on a pillow, will you? Yeah, yes.
There are so many more choices that are not moral choices that we assume are. And I think this is one of them. So, so just to remember that you're not like, but you know, if you hear yourself being like, but it's just what it is right now. Like if you say your choice in a sentence and then you make it a compound sentence with the but conjunction, mm-hmm. more than likely there is something happening on the front end where you actually still feel bad about that choice. And you're then, guess what's going to happen? That 30 minutes when you're in bed, 27 of them, you're going to be like, am I doing the right thing?
Oh my gosh. Why do you understand my brain? Oh, well, that is crazy. Yes, that's so true. That's so true. And I don't want, like, that defeats the purpose of the entire thing.
Exactly. So this is the throw away the trash situation.
Throw away that trash. Yeah. Get it out of here.
Get it out of here. It doesn't matter. So
you're brilliant.
How do you feel about your morning routine now?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. My kids are going to be so excited too.
I'm so glad that you didn't come up with something else. And you were like, I mean, I know I just need to get up earlier.
But well,
you,
no, I mean,
you don't though. Yeah, you don't.
Right. I don't. I love bed. I'm so happy you let me keep bed. That's so great.
Erin, you're the best. Okay, so I mentioned Erin in various places. I've already said various places at various times, but I've talked about Erin because I love Erin, and Erin creates amazing things on the internet. But where would you like people to find you and experience more Erin Moon?
Erin Moon. You can get the full Erin Moon experience on the Instagrams at Erin H. Moon. We do all sorts of things over there. There's, I don't know, like, just a lot. It's a lot. It's a cacophony. It's a machine gun of fun.
Whenever I see your face and then the phrase TED Talk and the Chick-fil-A line, those are some of my favorites. Whenever
Thank
we
you.
Get TED Talks and the Chick-fil-A line, it's like my favorite. So Erin H. Moon, we'll put a link to that in the show notes for you to find Erin. And you guys, if you're listening to this on the day it releases, this is book release day.
Like, oh my gosh, congratulations, you did it.
This is Lazy Genius Way Day. So I just, there is no other person that it would be more fitting to talk to on this day than you. So thank you so much for lending your time and your humor and your beautiful self.
Well, thank you for being amazing and for teaching us the way. You are our baby Yoda.
Or as Kaz says, I am a cult leader, but it's fine.
Fine. We're fine, Kaz. Leave us alone.
He actually was like, they're all wearing black pants and denim shirts, Kendra. They're even dressing like you. You need to cool it. And I'm like, it's all fine. We just have those. Target sells just, those things.
It's just the easiest thing to grab,
it's
Kaz.
It's so easy. It looks great on all bodies, on all skin tones, in all weather. It works. We can make this work.
Oh, fine, Kaz. Let us alone. Let us live.
Let us live. Let us wear a money uniform. Okay, Erin. Thank you, my friend. I love her so much, like so, so much. I hope you enjoyed this episode with Erin. And if you have not gotten a copy of The Lazy Genius Way, it's never too late to do it because it's a book now. And so it's going to be around hopefully for a while. But if you're new here or you just have been sort of waiting and not really sure if it's for you, the episode that I released yesterday called How to Lazy Genius Anything is a really great framework of how to use the book in your own life. I explain kind of how the principles work. And I applied them to my own life, to a situation in my own life. And so if you're curious about that, you can listen to that episode. But you can buy this book anywhere books are sold, right? You can call your local bookstore. You can get it from your library, request it from your local library. Of course, you can get it from Amazon or Barnes & Noble or any of like the bigger national retailers. But wherever you get it, however you read it, audiobook, Kindle, hold it in your hands, I'm just really grateful for you. I'm really grateful that you've given it like attention. And if you haven't gotten it yet, the fact that you're like still listening means that you still care about the whole process or about me or about the space, about the message, any of that. And so, you know, I know that not everybody's like a book buyer and it's totally, totally fine. But I wrote this book because I truly believe that it will change your life. I'm not even joking. It's not a podcast recap. It's not another list of things to do. It's not a book of hacks. It is a book of guiding principles that can balance both system and soul, which is what we all kind of want. We want to like get things done, but we don't want to be a robot in the process. We don't want to have to try hard at everything or give up at everything. There's a beautiful middle ground, and these principles are a guiding light in that. So I hope that you check it out, The Lazy Genius Way, available today. It's so exciting. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being here. I'm so grateful for you. And until next time, be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. I'm Kendra. I'll see you next week.
Escape to Ocean City, Maryland, and discover a place that just feels lighter. every day feels like Saturday, and French fries are a food group, where flip-flops are always in fashion, and seafood is always in season, where the boardwalk is bustling, and the beach is right outside your door, where you can rise with the tide and feel like a kid again. Ocean City, Maryland, somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.